And in our pregame show, we're visiting now with Broken Bow head football coach Mike Garner, who joins us. Coach, congratulations on the big win at home in your home opener against Minden last week. You know, after a loss, I always ask you and all coaches, you know, how is the attitude of the kids? Are they able to bounce back after a loss? Well, I think it's a good question to ask, how is the attitude of the kids after a win? Is there hunger there to want some more after last week?
I believe so. I think the kids have come out this week and worked really hard in practice. We had a little bit of an odd schedule. We had a JV game on Tuesday night, so that's not normal for us. Usually our JV games are on Mondays. So that forced us to do a little bit different practice schedule than we would ordinarily. But the kids seem to adapt to that fine. We had a really good practice last night on Wednesday. And I think the kids have seen that when we work hard in practice, it shows up on the field then.
Mike, obviously we've talked about the youth of your team. You've got a lot of kids that are kind of playing their first varsity ball here in 2019. I don't know, I kind of looked at last week as kind of a coming-of-age game almost. There was a lot of adversity that your team had to go through. You got up early, then you fell behind. These kids seemed to keep their composure and their poise and made some big plays for you, especially in that fourth quarter. You had to be really proud of the way they did keep their composure and were able to find a way to win last week.
Absolutely. I think we had a lot of chances to throw our hands up and say we're done, and we didn't do that, and we kept plugging away, and then some good things happened for us then in that fourth quarter. And I really thought that our kids showed a lot of mental toughness, particularly the goal line stop that we had when Minden had goal to go from the 2 or the 3 yard line, and our kids stayed in there and got them stopped. And then I believe we drove that down the field, and I think that was the series that Blake scored on the long run, if I'm correct.
Yeah.
So I think our kids just did a really nice job of just staying in there and plugging away, and sometimes it doesn't always go the way you want to, but if that's your approach, that you're going to stay in there and keep plugging away, you're going to be successful more often than not.
Mike, I'd like for you to talk a little bit about your seniors 2 weeks into this. I know you don't have a lot of them, but, man, we saw these guys, I thought, give good leadership to you on the field and make big plays. Yance had a play that sticks out in my mind defensively. Mikhail Stoddard made catch after catch. Zach Hackle is really growing in at that linebacker spot. Talk a little bit about these seniors and the way they have kind of maybe grown into some leadership roles for you through the first 2 weeks.
Well, I'll start with Mikhail. And he's a kid that's played off and on. He started last year. He played quite a bit as a sophomore on special teams and things like that. And that's always a difficult situation. You're used to playing with older guys, and it's the older guys who, when things get tough, they're the ones that grab people in the huddle and say, hey, let's get going. And so it's always tough then to assert your own leadership. But I think over the course of the summer and through fall camp and through these first two games, I think that Mikhail has started to see what he needs to do to become more of a leader. You know, as far as being a leader by example, I think that's been unquestioned since day one. He's one of our harder working kids, kind of a gym rat in the summer as far as getting in the weight room and doing those things. So I think he continues to be that more of a vocal leader, which is always hard for kids to do. Zach Hackle, you're absolutely right. Zach has really come into his own. And we saw it a little bit over the summer at the different camps we went to. Probably the thing about Zach that impresses me the most, he was working for his grandpa this summer, and his grandpa lives over by Ord. And so Zach, on his own, contacted the Ord football coach so that he could go lift at Ord.
Wow.
Now, when I was 17 years old, I don't think I could have done that.
Hmm.
So I think that tells you what the kind of kid he is and just how committed he is to it. And he started to really grasp what we're doing on the field, understands the situation. Defensively, it seems like he really sees the field well. And both of these first two games, there have been a handful of plays where Zach has been right on the spot to make a big play. I think he had maybe two tackles for loss in the first game, and I think he had one tackle for loss last Friday. So he's getting himself in the right spot. Yance, well, I don't know what I can say about Yance without getting myself in trouble. But I'm really proud of him. Sports are something that he really enjoys, and he's shown me that he's willing to put the time in, as far as getting to camps for football and getting in the weight room. And I think he's made himself into a good football player. Mm-hmm. And he's probably heard a thing or two about football while he was growing up. And we talk about the games, not in the sense, we don't have 20 questions after the game or whatever, but I just ask him how he thinks he did, and we talk about different situations from the game, and it's kind of neat. I've had the opportunity to coach both of my sons, and I wouldn't trade that for anything. The one senior that we didn't mention was Zane Raines. Mm-hmm. Zane had some concussion-like syndrome, and so was unable to suit up last week. Here's a kid that came out as a freshman and then as a sophomore and junior, he had some success in track, so he was thinking more that he was more of a track athlete than a football athlete. And I was honestly surprised when he said he was going to come out this year as a senior. But I've really liked the contribution that he's made. It gives us a little more depth at receiver, like we didn't have enough already. But great kid in practice, is always asking what he needs to do better. And I don't think anyone was probably more disappointed than he that he didn't get a suit up last Friday night. I mean, when he came in and told me that the doctors weren't going to let him suit up, he was really heartbroken about it. Mm. And so it's something that's important to him, and that's great.
Micah, you made a lot of things happen in the passing game. We talked about it a little bit when you visited with us after the game last week. The passing part of the game, is that kind of becoming a little bit of the identity now of Broken Bow, especially offensively with some of the weapons that you have and the way Blake continues to grow into the quarterback position?
Yeah, I think so. And, we've been heading that way the last couple of years. Headed that direction quite a bit last year, but it's really just the change that we've seen in the kids that we're getting. I told somebody if I had Noel Scott and Derek Gaston clones show up tomorrow at practice, that we'd probably go back to running wishbone and the power playoff tackle, because at one time that's the kind of kids we had. We had some big, strong, athletic kids, and we would come out and basically shove the ball down people's throats. We're not quite built that way right now, but I do think we still have some really good football players, and we just have to find different ways to get those kids the ball than we did in the past. And instead of, I think there was one game we handed off to a kid 30 times when we ran the ball so much. Now maybe we try to target him on 10 or 15 passes a game. So it all just comes back to making the best use of the personnel that you have. And I really, the longer that I do this, I really think as a high school coach, that's your number one job. Understand what personnel you have and make the best use of them that you can.
Micah, defensively, I thought your linebacking core made some big plays in the game on Friday. We talked about Zach a little bit. Morgan Van Houten, I thought, had a great game for you. Lathan Duda, at times, just seemed like he was all over the place. But Kurt Crawley was quick to say during our broadcast, sometimes the reason those linebackers are able to run and make plays is because the guys up front are taking care of their job. Talk a little bit about that aspect of the defense and what you saw from them on Friday.
Well, first, that is how our defensive line is set up. Whether we're running a three-man line like we did against Kearney Catholic or a four-man line like we did against Minden, basically their job is to keep people off of the linebackers. Not saying that we're going to turn down a 10-tackle performance from a defensive tackle. You know, if he can get in the backfield and create havoc, that's great. But number one, keep the offensive linemen off of our linebackers. Number two, be strong in your gap. Be gap responsible. So if you're responsible for that guard-tackle gap, then you have to take it every time. You can't freelance and go some other direction. And if those guys up front do their jobs like that, then the linebackers should have big games because we're freeing them up to make plays. You know, having said that, I would agree that Lathan and Morgan both had monster games last Friday. Part of it was we did do a great job of keeping the offensive linemen off of them, and part of it was that they just had a really good understanding of what Minden was trying to do. And so that just helps you to react a little bit quicker when you understand what the other team is trying to do.
Mike, let's talk a little bit about your opponent. You get Ogallala tonight. You have to travel out into the Mountain Time Zone and all of that. Talk a little bit about them. Good old-fashioned kind of Southwest Conference game here between the two. They're off to a 2-0 start. I believe they're ranked in C1 according to the Omaha World Herald. Going to be a good test for your kids on Friday night. Talk a little bit about them and some of the challenges that they will present.
Well, you're right. It's a classic Southwest Conference matchup, except if some of the Southwest Conference coaches were still around from when I started, they'd be shaking their heads saying, "What in the world are you guys doing?" Because Ogallala is going to throw the ball all over the yard. And a little bit different passing attack than what we've seen. I mean, obviously Kearney Catholic threw the ball a lot and threw it well. But so much of what Kearney Catholic does is based on timing routes and creating mismatches and getting people open. And Ogallala is more of the, they think they have the athletes, and they're going to line them up, and they're going to have four verticals going down the field. And if you can cover them, good for you. But most people can't cover four verticals, not every time. And that's what we really saw against on film against Valentine, that they're very explosive offensively. You know, a lot of those kids that we watched play basketball last winter, that's their skill people. And they're very athletic. They're big kids. And they can make some things happen in that passing game. And then you talk about the quarterback. I think it's not a secret that he's probably the best football player in Western Nebraska. And he looks it when you watch him on film. He can make all the throws that they need, and there's times that he gets flushed out of the pocket and is maybe doesn't really have his feet set, but his throws are still on target. So he's a good player, and that's a huge challenge for us. I mean, this is like another Kearney Catholic game, with the difference that Ogallala is probably a little bit bigger up front in terms of their line. And I think defensively, they might be a little bit more aggressive than Kearney Catholic was. And the last thing, they're just pretty physical. You know, it is an old Southwest Conference game in that respect. It's a physical game. And watching that film of Ogallala and Valentine, that was a very physical game, because that's Valentine's deal too, is to come out and be physical. So it's a big challenge. You know, I know the kids feel real good after last week, and we're trying to build on that. You know, and at the same time, they've got to realize that we could have beat Minden 100-0, and that's not going to mean anything to Ogallala. It's going to be a completely different thing when we go out there. And so we've got to show up and do what we do again. And just like you and I talked last week, control what you can control. Yeah. You know, you can't have anything to do with how those guys are going to play. So you just have to go out and play your best possible game.
Well, Mike, we always appreciate you taking the time to visit with us. We wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us.
Well, thank you.
That's Head Coach Mike Garner joining us on our Friday Night Lights pregame show.